junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
All right. The download 720 WGN. Greg Flamm in studio at Two-Page Picker on Twitter and Facebook. Greg, good to see you.
Good to see you, Justin. Thanks.
As we do this every Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, 312-981-7200. You got something you'd like to be evaluated? That sounded weird. Greg will do it for you. It's kind of like Chicago Antique Roadshow. It's not junk. Might be worth something.
Right.
And we've had some success the last couple of weeks.
Oh, the last two, yeah.
We've been talking about $500 here. One was $1,500. There's a lot of opportunity. So
right.
You think you got something maybe in the garage, or you want to brag about something that you got hanging up in the living room, or maybe something tucked away in the attic.
Right.
Now's the time to call and get in on the action.
Yep.
312-981-7200. You can text. You can text in a picture. You can call. You can explain it. There's a lot to do. A lot of ways to communicate here on Swap Meet. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Justin.
So this is you warned us that this was the doldrums. This is kind of the time of the year where it's tougher to be a picker. What did you find this week?
This past weekend, I was at an estate sale and happened to find some good games, and I brought in two of them. Were Dungeons and Dragons sets, which obviously that stuff sells fast.
Does it really?
Yeah, that's like a seven to ten day sell.
Did the pewter type
figurines.
Have they evolved over the years? Has Dungeons and Dragons had like a 2017 version?
Yeah, but people collect any year of that stuff.
Okay.
It's very collectible. It goes fast. But what I brought are just two sets. One was 2001, one's 2006. It's combined, they're probably about $40. But I got them for $3, so... So to get 40, 45.
Someone just gave up on their childhood.
Yeah, well, estate sales, you never know. But they had some great role-playing games that they had, their Battle Masters, stuff like that. So, and those can go $150, and I got those for like $3.
Kevin, the Bill and Wendy's producer.
Yeah.
It was a great segment a couple weeks ago talking about him being a wood elf.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that was awesome.
That was great.
That was. With the presidential stuff, I brought in a presidential history pencil case.
Yeah,
you spin it and it tells you like when the president served, the years.
Oh, that's great.
And it's kind of vintage.
I would assume that actually, we always have little pegs. We did Christmas stuff. We did Cubs stuff.
Right.
I think, that's probably a huge collectible, right? The idea of presidential.
It still seems to sell. It's always in the glass case at the front of the estate sale. So people are obviously collecting it. I'm obviously not a big collector of it, but if I can get it for a good price, I'll pick it up. I brought an assortment of pins from different elections, from Chicago to national, a bunch of Nixon pins I found. The big thing I brought was...
I like those.
The Crosstown, yeah. These are all here.
Before you get to Crosstown, President Nixon, the one right there, yeah.
This one?
And what's that say?
It says, President Nixon now more than ever.
Ooh, that's a good saying.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an actual Mayor Washington.
That's good.
Yeah,
look at
got
these.
Some other ones, obviously Jane Byrne.
A lot of Jane Byrne. You're a big Jane Byrne guy.
I am. That was like the heyday for me to hang out like at the Taste of Chicago's when it was at Navy Pier. And I'll never forget seeing Billy Squire there on the stage.
I'm not going to lie. I think you might have a nostalgic crush on the
late
mayor.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Every week, it's like, and I got this Jane Byrne thing. And it's like, oh, well,
right,
okay,
I won't deny. So I brought...
all right, what else? You got this Crosstown
And
poster.
I brought this Crosstown Cub Sox classic poster. It's kind of a caricature type, cartoon type poster. And it was probably a promo at one of the games. And it was made by Tropicana, sponsored at Dominick's and Chicago Sports. And they're getting harder to find. And it's about an $80 poster. And sometimes you can get it for like a dollar or two. So that's not a bad flip.
No, not at all.
And then I heard you talking earlier about your orange juice.
My orange. What do you got here?
So I brought in for you a Tropicana orange radio, AM/FM radio. And it doesn't tune in right here. I tried to get it earlier, but it tuned in at home. But you can hear kind of the radio kind
That's
of
your
sputtering
voice.
It out. Yeah, so I brought that in for you.
And, there you go. All right, so that's like an orange
started.
With a straw in it.
Yeah, the straw is the antenna. That's kind of cool.
The things you'll find it in the Statesdale
right.
in Chicago. 312-981-7200. What do you got at home? What do you have that rivals what Mr. Flam brought in tonight. 312-981-7200. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to John. John, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Hi, John.
Yeah, I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Oh, great.
When I was growing up in southeast Ohio, or southwest Ohio, around Athens, Ohio, the family had some old National Geographics. And this was back in the 50s, the great-grandparents from the 1880s in the farmhouse that they had all the way back to the 1880s. And they had some old original Coca-Cola memorabilia that showed the Coca-Cola girl and the antique stuff about the Coca-Cola stuff. And I was wondering if you could comment on that. I'll hang up and listen. Do you have anything on file about the old Coca-Cola memorabilia days from antiques in the 1880s?
Right. Sure.
John, thanks, man. Thanks for calling from Austin,
Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
That's awesome. A couple things with those. The actual full magazine isn't really worth that much, surprisingly. But what is worth stuff are the advertisements inside these magazines. Like you mentioned Coca-Cola. If you actually cleanly tore out the ad for Coca-Cola, that might get you $10 to $15 worth.
Really?
The whole magazine might only get you $5.
Really?
And it's kind of rare like that. Yeah. So
seems a little
where I found some really great ads are in the old Esquire magazines. They'll have all kinds of like audiophile equipment in there. And some of that like is getting $15, $20 per page.
Right,
so it's kind of, you know, that's one thing to look at with magazines are the advertisements.
All right. Well, 312-981-7200, the number. We're getting some great texts that are coming in. Also, some people on the line, Don, Jim, some others. So stay with us. We'll take a real quick break. We'll come back and we will get to everybody. And we're doing Swap Meet here on the Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us. It's a Download here on 720 WGN. Wednesday nights, Greg Flam's here. We're doing Swap Meets. 312-981-7200. It's like Chicago's Antique Roadshow. You tell us what you have. We see if it's worth anything. Or you just call in and brag about what you got. That's what I do. None of the stuff I have is ever worth anything. But I'm like, you know what I got?
One day.
That's right.
You'll hit.
I found an old, cupboard. I found an old bottle of a rosé champagne, like a Cook's from like 3 years ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
No big deal. It's unopened.
All right.
And I think it's going to stay that
That's
way.
Right.
Let's go to Don. Don, what do you want to brag about, Don?
I've got a Barbie doll, and it's still in the box, but she's dressed in a Cubs uniform.
Ooh. Right.
What time period?
God, I don't know. I would say the uniform would probably be the 60s or the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay. Some that I found online are going between $30 and $50 in the box. So I would shoot high, and you can always come down if you're going to sell it. If not, you know,
don't
obviously keep it.
For that amount of money, what'd you pay for? You probably paid similar to that, right?
Probably handed down, right?
No, I paid $5 at a garage sale.
There you go. There you go.
That was like 15 years ago, though, and it's been sitting, you know, in the bedroom ever since. But you were talking about Jane Byrne.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the first Taste of Chicago's, I was down there. I think it was in Grant Park.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. And these guys were all running around that worked security or whatever, and they had T-shirts that said Jane Byrne's Taste of Chicago or Jane Byrne Security.
Right.
And I had one of them give me a T-shirt, and I threw it in my dresser. It's still in the plastic bag.
Man,
there you go.
I'll
you got that something.
Off of
that's
you?
That's more than your Barbie doll.
That's what size is that? Is that a large?
I don't know. It's been in the drawer since the like 82 or 83.
I have one of my favorite stories on Swap Me. One of the first ones is I saw a hipster kid who was wearing a C. Jane Run or something. It was a Daily Burn 83 shirt that was playing off of the C. Jane Run, like the reading series. I forgot what the slogan was.
Right.
But I bought the shirt off the kid's back for $20.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got it, and I gave it to – it was too small because the kid was like – he was a real cool hipster. He's a small guy. And I gave it to my brother, who's a smaller stature than I am.
Right.
And then I asked him about it, and he says he got rid of it. So I was like, well, that was worth nothing. So
yeah, those were good times. Chicago
good times.
Fest.
Thanks, Don. Thank you for that. There you go.
What do you think the shirt would be worth? Do you have any idea?
I would start an auction like $49.99 is what I would start.
Okay.
Make sure you do auction, not buy it now.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Or you could just give it to me. I'll just say your name like 45 times on the show.
There you go.
What size do you take?
I take a large.
Large? Oh, I'll go home and check what size it is.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Todd. Thank you. There you go. All right. See, I'm winning here.
Yep.
My James Byrne security T-shirt.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim? What do you got?
No, I got from the 60s, I believe it was, the Tribune or the Sun-Times. I think it was the Tribune for a couple weeks gave out iron-on stickers that you put on your T-shirt. And one was keep on trucking, three animated guys taking a big, you know, step. And another one had something to do with a shark. And I don't know. I just always wondered about
what they are, yeah, what they're worth.
You know, I couldn't find them online. But first off, anything shark is pretty sellable. It has a good market. Keep on trucking. If you list it as like CB related, CB radio related, you'll have no problem selling that. As far as selling, but
people love the CB.
Yeah, and some people collect those iron-ons. They just make photo albums and just collect them. So I don't think you'd have a problem selling. But I'm going to guess you're in the $15 to $20 range each.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So holding on to something for 40-some-odd years wasn't too bad.
Right. Just keep it in plastic or something.
There you go. Thanks, yeah, Jim. Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
You too.
Yeah, you too. 312-981-7200 if you got something you want to brag about or wondering whether or not something you have memorabilia-wise is worth anything. Greg Flamm is here, 312-981-7200. 312 says, I've got some old campaign buttons. Got the one of McKinley and Teddy Roosevelt and both of Theodore Roosevelt's runs.
Wow.
Jeez,
yeah, I have to look those up.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like old school. That's
that
stuff you
old.
See in the Field Museum or something.
Right.
414 says, I have a basketball signed by the entire winning Bulls championship three-peat team. Only worth anything if you have Rodman.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the ones I looked up, they didn't have the entire team, and they're going for upwards $50 and up. Mm-hmm. Team signed, three-peat, I'd have to guess it's more like $100, $150, you know.
That's great. If you
starting
get it, right.
And go from there.
I would think that, I mean, that time period, when you get to the late 90s, it started to be, especially when you had the best, you know, arguably the best athlete in the history of sports
right.
in Chicago, everybody got something signed.
Yeah, that's
the
problem.
I mean, I feel like
so
they turned it over at that point, especially with those years with Pippen and Jordan and
right.
Rodman together.
Yep.
I mean, that's all they did was sign and shoot.
Right.
Sign and
it.
Shoot.
Yep. And as we talked about before, sometimes the team ball signed is just not right.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a couple of them are auto-penned or signed by someone else. It's better if you just have one or two on a ball, you can pretty much authenticate that.
Yeah. 312-981-7200, the number. 219 says, I have a brand new in-the-box original Dan Quayle watch. That goes counterclockwise.
Right. That might be our winner so far today.
What is that?
It's going for about $80. So not
what
bad.
What is that? What do you mean? That's actually online as a thing?
Yeah, there's one just recently sold for $80 in the box. There's probably two or three on there now going from $50 to $75.
But I don't understand. What's a Dan Quayle watch?
Yeah, and it looks like it's a watch with a brown fake leather band. And it just looks like a regular wristwatch.
Is he on it? Is it his face
no,
or something?
I didn't see a face. It just looked like a regular watch.
What's
I'll
counterclockwise?
I guess kind of making fun of him, I guess.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
is it like a
kinda,
parody kind of thing?
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of because
this guy's real dumb. We're going to go
right,
wrong with the time.
The whole potato thing he couldn't spell or something. You remember that?
I guess I missed the age of parody watches. Like, that's just
right.
something that I just
yeah.
missed. I guess
right.
It,
what about Parody Bear? You got yeah. Billy Bear and J.R. Bear from Dallas.
All right. We've got a lot of great stuff coming in here, and I want to get to it. So why don't we try? 708 says, I have a pre-World War II wooden trunk made in Chicago on Monroe Street. Shipping trunk tag and paper emblem reads Whitman Company.
Yeah, those are high-ticket items usually.
Solid wood.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up over the break, and I'll let them know. But, yeah, definitely a great item. Any kind of trunk and a special World War II would be huge. Hundreds, you know, easily.
All right. We had the fellow who called in with the Keep on Truckin' iron-on
mm-hmm.
with the three guys that was drawn by the cartoonist Robert Crumb. And
okay.
it is quite valuable. That's what 708 says.
All right. I'll have to double check that.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see if we can catch up here. Let's go to George. George, what do you want to brag about, George?
Well, I was at a garage sale and picked up a Vega mandolin banjo.
Ah.
It was in good shape. I think it's an 8-string. It only had 4 strings on it, no bridge. But
okay.
I was wondering if you had any clue how much that was worth.
Do you know how to play the mandolin banjo?
No, I just thought it would look cool on the wall, hanging on the wall.
Exactly, and that's what people are buying them for these days.
Really? Nobody's actually playing this? Actual expert that can play the mandolin banjo?
I guess if it's actual playable, but a lot of them are damaged beyond repair, so that people are buying them more for decor you know, these days. Trying to get a price here,
Georgie,
for you.
Do you put it up on your wall? Is it up on your wall now?
It is not. It's sitting in the living room on the couch, but it's in really good shape.
How long have you had it?
I'm sorry?
How long have you had it for?
Oh, probably about 6 years. My son actually took it to college last year. He has a guy there that he thought would be able to do something with it. But
yeah.
And then the logical question would be, George, how long has it been on your couch? I mean, less than 6 years, right? Just tonight?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's moved around from time to time, but it's been on display, like on the mantle and things like that, too.
Obviously, condition is a big deal. I've seen them on eBay going for $150 to $1,000. So, obviously, it depends the playability, the condition. So, you might want to have someone check that out.
Okay. I mean, the skin is good. It's, you know, it's in decent shape. It's, you know, missing a couple of the strings that hold the skin on, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But, I mean, at the very least for parts, you know,
Exactly. Right. Well, have it checked out.
All right.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, George, for that. All right. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more swap meet here. Tom, Jan, Ann, all the people who are texting, we will get to your memorabilia, your junk in just a moment here on the swap meet. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
All right, and Greg Flam, he's at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. It is Swap Meet. We do this every Wednesday night, 312-981-7200. Hey, next week, Greg's going to be live with us in Crystal Lake at Duke's.
It'll be fun.
We're doing the All-State Hometown Voices Tour at Duke's Grill, or Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake, Illinois. That's next Wednesday, 7 to 10. We're going to have a great show out there. We'll talk about it all this week, but it's going to be fun.
Yep.
WGNradio.com for more details, but we got stuff to give away, and Greg will be there, so you can bring out your stuff
right,
and show us. How great would that be?
That would be. It'd be actual road show.
I was going to say, it'd be much easier than how we do it now. Right. We're like, it's a shape of a ball.
Right.
Okay, so it's brown? You're like, oh, that's worth $80.
Right.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's keep it going. Let's go with Tom. Tom, what do you want to brag about, Tom? Welcome to Swap Meet.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've got a signed Peter Max lithograph. It's signed in the bottom right-hand corner on the edging of it. And then it's got a number and a line. And then
what's the number?
Number 48.
That's not bad. It's the 40. I'm guessing that means 48th one?
48th
is
one.
Peter Max, and what does Peter Max mean to you?
Peter Max means maybe about $500, I'm hoping.
Yeah, and you might not be far off. I mean, they're going anywhere from $50 to $1,000. And
really?
And usually when they sign it and put a number, they'll put like 33 of 100 or 33 of 500.
That's exactly what's on there.
So is it 33 of how many? That will determine value.
Oh, okay. All right.
What is it, 48 of what?
48 of, I thought it was like 140 or something like
that. Yeah, that's a pretty low number, so that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to guess probably 350 to start and go up from there. Make sure you do an auction. But yeah, some of them are going upwards of 1,000. I am the lucky owner of the Burger King Peter Max Olympic posters, but obviously not worth much, probably $7. But yeah, congrats on that one.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom. That's
Thanks
a good
so much.
That's a good
Thank
number.
You.
There you go. Let's go to Jan. Jan, welcome to Swap Me. What you want to brag about?
Hi, Jan.
Well, I have an ad from my grandmother. It says, just think, the big new Dodge. And it's 6 in brackets for only $595.
Okay.
$595, like as in
$595.
That's how much you sold for it, right? Is it like a page ad from a magazine, or is it like a standalone brochure, like from a car dealer? What would you?
It's like from the newspaper.
Okay.
And Bernard Loy's picture is even on there.
Okay. That would be hard to look up. I'd have to say you've just got to do an auction,
In this case, Jan, I mean, I don't know what you're going to find for what's the value of a newspaper ad, but this is the quintessential what do you want to brag about? Because the idea right there, it says so much about society, and it tells us a little bit about the world
right.
that we lived in, where there was a newspaper ad for a car that was $595.
That is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, can you buy a car for $595 now?
I could find
one,
yeah. All right, thanks, Jan. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you, Jan.
In.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Steve. Steve, what do you want to brag about, Steve? What do you got?
Well, I have an NFL album. I believe it was brought out by Sunoco Gas Stations.
Okay.
And it would have a storyline on each team, and then on the next two pages, it would have the offense and the defense, and you every time you would get gas, they would give you a sleeve that I think it had six or nine little stickums of the players, and you would paste it in their spot. On
like the early sticker books.
Defense.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like 72 when they came out.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding online, anywhere from $30 to $60 for the album. And then, obviously, they go up as far as how many pages you have insert.
If you have all the Miami Dolphins, you're in the money, right?
Right.
Everyone else, who cares?
I have all of them filled up, and I still have probably a 50 or 60 sleeves that haven't even been opened.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing some with, 40 inserts for $164 sold.
Wow.
So
okay.
I would think if you have all of them, it's got to be more than that.
I could never find anything in all the memorabilia books that I've been looking through.
Yeah, I found it easily on eBay. Click the sold section.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
There you go. Right,
thank you very much.
All
no problem.
Right,
good luck,
Steve. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm trying to think of like that 72 Bears team. It's probably pretty bad.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jan. Is it Jano or Jan?
Jan.
Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Jan, what do you want to brag about, Jan?
I have a hockey stick, and it's from probably a semifinal playoff game between Boston and Chicago in about 1975 or 76. It's autographed by all the players on the Boston Bruin team.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Orr, Gary Doak, John Busek,
Wow.
Ernie Esposito.
Wow, that's cool.
No, go ahead.
So. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a wooden stick, though, and it's autographed with, what we call Sharpies. So, of course, it's faded into the wood, but I can read off all the names on it still. It's still pretty visible.
That's a pretty good item. I mean, I thought it was just Bobby Orr, and Bobby Orr is going for $150 to $300, just his signature alone.
I think it's got every team member's signature on that one.
Yeah,
see, the rest of those – rest of those no-name Bruins might have ruined it for you. Bobby Orr on his own is probably worth more than the actual Bruins team.
It could be, yeah. I'm trying
those
to find out
no
for you.
Names.
Those became Hawks after a while.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Those 75 no-names. All right, so I would assume, like, everything with sports memorabilia, that becomes something you go into a sports shop and they tell you what it's worth.
Yeah, they have to authenticate the signatures and everything. But, yeah, Bobby
That's
Orr
cool,
alone
though.
Was a good one.
That's very cool. Don't get rid of it. You know what you need to do, Jan?
No, that's why it's been sitting around all these years. It
yeah.
was a personal gift to me. I didn't buy it.
You need to put that by the door. And when anyone shows up, you know, and any of the UPS guys, Amazon, anything shows up to your house, just tell them the story. Hey, you want to see something? And then it's a party starter.
Yeah, it is. It has been, yeah.
All right, Jan, thanks
good
for calling.
One. Thanks,
Thank
Jan.
You.
All right.
There's some good stuff coming in here. I've got so many texts, man. I can't thank you guys enough for texting in tonight. I have like 30 texts here.
Yeah, Wednesday's the night.
I like this one, my favorite. This is my favorite one. 260 says, I have a mid-90s Yo Quiero Taco Bell t-shirt with a chihuahua dog on
right.
it. I still have the tags. It's never worn. I hid it from my wife because she'll throw it away.
That's so funny.
That's what I'm talking about there right go. There. That's right. The,
and
that,
that's the stuff that
that's
that,
the good stuff.
That's what I draw, you know, beeline to when I see them at a state sales. I have the keychain for the Taco Bell dog. It's like $7. Big whoop.
815 says I got a 1980s foosball table.
Okay.
All the guys are good. It's level and it works great. $100. Just call.
Right, and we got to pick it up too.
I don't think he's got the understanding of the game going on.
Yeah,
but I do like the idea. Maybe right. Evolve this swap meet to it just becomes, you know, if Tom's got something,
right.
Call Tom.
We could put it in the green room.
Right. I like that. All right, let's keep going here. Let's see. 708 says I have a complete radio in its original box for a Tucker automobile.
Oh wow.
It includes radio, amp, antenna, and instructions. I found it at a small antique store whose owner's grandfather was set to be a dealer.
Wow. I mean, I'm not going to be able to find that because that is so rare, but that is a great item. And, oh, my God, I can't even imagine. I'm thinking 1,000, maybe more.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's crossover. It's audio. It's Tucker. It's, you know, it's got everything going for it. It's in the box. Yeah, that's a great one.
I don't even know what that is. There you go.
Well, Tucker were the first cars that had the headlights that turned while you turned. The headlights actually turned with it.
Oh.
And there was a movie, Tucker, that was out 20 years ago.
Greg, you know more than I.
No.
815, I have a numbered and signed by the artist Print Bears poster. It's a 1920s helmet in front of Soldier Field. I was in the printing business, and we produced the print about a year later. Oh, I had Otis Wilson in my office, and he signed it. Any value?
The poster itself, there's many of them for $10 online, so it's just a matter of what Otis Wilson's autograph goes for.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I've seen Otis a couple times in time. He was on the show, but I've seen him a couple times, and the one time I remember the best is that he got out of his car, he like double parked to run into a restaurant, he had Zubas on.
Nice.
And he just had, like, you know, the old, like the bear, like the almost like tiger print pants.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yep.
I mean, hey, if you're a former all-pro linebacker, you can wear Zubas out in public.
Of course.
Us normal guys? Right. I can't pull that
out. No way.
708 says, I found an original Spirograph in the attic in the red box with all the pieces.
That is awesome. It's key, all the pieces. And the earlier ones I've seen go for $100, maybe $150.
Wow.
But they made like one every year pretty much. So if you got to have the older ones, and it's got to be all the pieces. And the corners of the box should be intact if they're torn at devalues.
Yeah. 224 says, I have a Walter Payton autographed baseball mitt.
Right.
Okay.
That, I don't know. I mean, a Payton autograph obviously is like probably 50 to 100.
Baseball mitt.
But a baseball mitt, I don't know who would, you know, what that would appeal to.
All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break, our last of the night, and we will get to the rest of the text. I got a lot of stuff to get through, as well as some people on the line. 312-981-7200. We're doing swap meet tonight. Stay with us. Back to Swap Meet here on 720 WGN, where we evaluate your memorabilia, see if there's any value. It's like Chicago's Antique Roadshow. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam's in studio at DuPage Picker. I love this segment, not only because I get to talk to so many great people around the Chicago region, in Austin, Texas, by the way.
Right, that was awesome.
But I learned so much. This is an area that I don't know much about, and the memorabilia, just the people talking. I mean, there's so much fun stuff that people can sort of share about the history of this area just based on the memorabilia they collect.
Right.
Here's a great one, and this might be our winner for tonight. 414 says they have a .22 rifle from the Riverview Amusement Park in Chicago.
Yeah, that is awesome. I was I couldn't believe he called in or texted in with that. Obviously, the most common Riverview is usually like a picture of Riverview with the different tickets for the rides around it framed.
And this was the amusement park on the sort of the northwest side, Roscoe.
Right. And that, you know, stuff, anything amusement park is hot right now, but that I would have to think would be in the 300 to 500 and maybe more, upwards of 1,000.
That amusement park in all of the coverage we do with Chicago history and what have you,
right.
That is the one that tugs at the heartstrings for
right.
All
so
of
many
Chicago.
Books have been written about it. I mean, it's obviously
but they're
very,
actually talking about the like a gun from the gun, like the,
right.
the games,
the
like
penny arcade
Papa.
Or something. Yeah,
yeah.
That
right.
and
Papa
people
balloon.
Would jump at that. You would have quite a few bids on that.
There
I'm
you
sure.
go. There you go.
So I'd say that's our winner.
Way to go. 414. 815's got what's this worth? I got a big old radio, and it shows a picture of the radio, but there's no brand on it. And then also, what's this green lamp? an old metal Harris Bank piggy bank, old heavy soda bottle, lava lamp. But he sends a picture of the green lamp, and you took a look at this lamp, and you say it might be worth something.
Yeah, it's kind of like blinds from a shade, like the metal slits from a blind. That one happens to be green. They made it in like a beige or off-white. They go for upwards of 150 and more. I've actually tried selling one for another person, but couldn't, you know, sell it. But
couldn't get it done.
Yeah. But yeah, they're very cool. They're vintage.
And it's kind of like a cool like leopard or something.
Yeah, they're
base.
Like the mid-century modern that's very hot right now.
Mm, maybe it's a salamander.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Definitely has a look to it. That's cool.
But it does, you know, and obviously condition, you know, because they're metal slats from the blinds, those bend easy. Yeah. So obviously the condition.
Hey, Joe, I get you. You put Joe from McHenry sent that. He had six or seven things there. I can't get to all those.
Right.
McHenry's right next to Crystal Lake.
Right.
Come out next week and we'll evaluate the stuff live when Greg's at Duke's 7 to 10 next Wednesday. All right. Let's keep going here. Let's go to the calls. Let's go through these quick. Marty, what do you want to brag about, Marty?
I would like to brag about G.I. Joe, the Abominable Snowman in the box.
Yeah.
And all the clothes, you know, the white suit.
Right.
The skis, the gloves, everything.
Oh, my God.
My sons are 52 and 50. So we have a lot of G.I. Joe stuff.
That's
but
awesome.
I'm going to tell you about that one because it's in the box.
I found one recently that sold for $380.
Ooh, get out of here.
That was in the box with, it looked like all the parts. I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely a winner, and I would definitely do an auction if you were to sell that. It could go higher than that.
How right, could Marty. I do an auction? They'll bring it? Auction it?
No, you have to set up an eBay account and list it. And
you just go out on the street
and
you start
free.
Doing the auction voice. Who would want to have a 5,
right.
out of 10, down out of 15, 20,
yeah.
And you get
and
it.
I also have one of those little glass piggy banks.
Okay.
It's kind of like a topaz color. You know, the bank is about as big as a dollar bill.
Okay. Mm, cool. Yeah, I've seen those. They're either bears or...
What did I say?
I couldn't tell you what those are going for.
Come on, Marty. You led with the G.I. Joe.
Right.
Abominable
Finished
Snowman.
Strong.
We gave you $300, and then you give us... you
well,
got a piggy bank, too.
I heard it was pretty valuable. That's
yeah. greedy.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
But yeah, the G.I. Joe, anything G.I. Joe is collectible. I mean...
All right, because I have the dolls, too.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, pull it all out. Because just the snow boots from that G.I. Joe is like $20
just
for
just
the boots.
Or just keep it and show it at parties. Marty,
yeah.
Thanks so much. Marty, appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
That Thank
was,
you.
That was great. Joe, what do you got you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, I have a three-finger Wilson baseball glove. It's a two- or three-digit model. It has the wrist strap has a metal button as opposed to the snap. I can't read the model number because it's kind of old and I don't want to clean it.
Right. You know, they're all over the place from 20 to 150 to 400. I mean, it's kind of the model number would help.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, you know, it's definitely collectible.
All righty. Thanks.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Turn down your radio there. Mm-hmm. Joe, the second Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, listen, I heard the comment about 3 minutes ago. You guys should increase this to 3 hours.
Yeah, right?
Thank you.
Exactly, right?
Thanks.
I mean, this is phenomenal. It's very entertaining.
Thank
it's
you.
Great. I love it. It's just so fun, not only for the memorabilia that comes through, but just to talk to a bunch of people from Chicago about what they're proud of.
Right.
What do you have?
And I wish I had more Chicago local memorabilia, but I used to travel to Pittsfield, Massachusetts quite a bit, and I picked up a lithograph, I think that's correct terminology.
Yeah, right.
Of Norman Rockwell,
wow.
And it's apparently, I've been told, it's the only picture in which, or lithograph, in which he pictured himself. It's Pittsburgh versus the Brooklyn Dodgers, and there's three umpires standing there, you know, holding their hands up, feeling the rain coming in, and he's peeking out behind the scoreboard. It's signed in pencil, which I'm sure he, you know, you're well aware that he always did. I'm
okay.
just curious as to what you think it might be.
I was not aware of that, but maybe Greg
was. He signed all his original works in pencil.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Seems kind of stupid because there's erasers, but that's
I know.
What do I know?
It's, you
Norman
know,
Rockwell
bizarre.
Knows more than I do.
But bizarre, but nevertheless, that's the first thing people look at for authenticity.
Right, and it's definitely a rare print that you have. I cannot find it right now, so that's a good thing for you. So if you were to sell it, I would think you'd have to start at, you know, maybe 200 and go up from there. Just judging by what I'm seeing, other type
if anything,
of Rockwell.
If anything, it's cool. It's cool that, I mean, it's, again, that's a great story to be like, it's one of the only prints that Norman Rockwell actually, you know.
Right, and it's Rockwell, himself. It's baseball, you know, yeah. So it's.
It's rain delays. Who doesn't
right.
love
Right, who doesn't like rain delays? Cubs and Indians, right?
That's right.
Weakest rain delay ever.
All right, Joe, thanks, Joe.
You betcha.
All right, and the last one, let's go. This is one that was just brought in. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you wrap us up tonight. Tim, what do you want to brag about?
I want to brag about my Buffalo Bill commemorative Winchester gun. It's a, you see, it's a 30-30.
So it's a Winchester gun.
Yeah, it's got the Indians and the you know, the Cowboys on the box. It's brand new. It's never been fired. So.
Well, I guess that's
brand
good,
new.
Right?
I mean, spanking new, man. It's got all the warranty papers, certificates.
Well, I tell you, I can't find the actual gun, but just the box alone is selling for $75. Just the box.
Just the box.
Right. So.
And you've got the gun, Tim.
Right. So I'm trying to find real
quick. Yeah, it's even got like this warranty card where you put a 6-6 stamp on, and you
awesome.
Could, you know, mail it in.
Yeah, hey, man. It's looking like $350.
There you go, Tim. $350.
The gun in the box, yep.
Yeah, because of the...
Yeah, wow, I thought it'd be a little bit more than that, man.
Well, you could try, you know, do an auction. It could go up. This one happened to be a buy it now.
All right, and thanks, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Tim.
You'll shoot your eye out, man. Be careful.
That's right.
No, this ain't never been fired. I'm not going to ever fire it.
Right.
There you go. All right, thanks, Tim. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
So many great things. I mean, 847 called and said eBay's not the only option out there for live auction houses.
Exactly.
I mean, we've talked about this, but there is, I mean, there's a whole world around auctions and being able to do online things to actually see what it's worth.
Right, exactly. I just say that because that's kind of what I specialize in. Yeah. But, there are other ways, you know, to sell items, and I'd be happy to discuss that.
Well,
if you
I have to say, Greg, that this is the first time, I think, in swap meet history that there are probably still 15 or 20 texts came in and talking in the last 5 minutes of people just flooding in that we're not going to be able to get to because Patty's coming up here. We got to move on. We're going to be in Crystal Lake next Wednesday. If you want to come out, bring your stuff, and we'll have some fun in front of a live audience, and we'll do that at probably the 9 o'clock hour at Duke's, part of the Hometown Voices. And, of course, if you didn't get your thing on the air, we're doing this every Wednesday, so just do it again. We'll get you on. 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm, @DuPageBicker on Facebook and Twitter. Great to see you, buddy.
Thank you, Justin.